Proclamation number 1456 dated the June 6, 1940. Omnipotence of Divine Love. World events. Record the following. You humans have the wrong idea about the omnipotence of divine love. You use different guidelines to evaluate events which signify both suffering as well as joy for people. You only see the effects in an earthly respect but cannot even remotely imagine the spiritual effect of the necessity on one hand as well as the consequences on the other hand. You always base your judgment on human feelings, and this even makes the love of God seem cruel to you. Yet you are not aware of the agonizing state which will await the souls one day were I to protect them from all suffering on earth and seemingly only bestow my love upon them. This love of mine is so great that I want to spare my living creations the suffering in the beyond and thus let them suffer before in a state in which they do not feel this suffering so much. And yet, you do not recognize my love and crave to quarrel with me. You live in a world where sensual pleasure provides you with a certain amount of satisfaction, yet in the world of the beyond you will, if you are enlightened, strive for the union with me. Nevertheless, you first must detach yourselves from all matter in order to be able to unite with me. But you are still very far from it. For you are still too captivated by matter in this to an extent that you still regard it as enticing. And thus I forcibly destroy what stands in your way to far greater happiness. I want to shorten your path on earth which you still have to travel in the body. I want you to learn to despise matter which is only an obstacle for you, and you don't recognize my love. You are still too strong-willed and don't succumb to divine will, which truly only considers you such as is helpful for your soul. Always and in every instance try to imagine that my greater than great love is the motive for what I send or allow to happen to you, and you will learn to think differently. It truly gives me no pleasure to watch my living creations suffer and thus I try to avert greater suffering from them. You only ought to learn to look at world events around you from this perspective, which should be seen more as evidence of my love for you than an act of cruelty. Resist the thoughts which make you doubt my love, because it is only my love which makes me act in a way that you appear to be the sufferers. By yourselves you are too weak and don't desire enough strength which would help you overcome matter. And thus I take care of your difficulty and remove the obstacle from the path of your higher development. I take all earthly possessions away from you precisely because this physical hardship makes you take refuge in me and thus look for heartfelt contact with me, and then my infinite love will take hold of you, and my infinite love will help you prevail. However, until you have entrusted yourselves to me, the loss of your earthly possessions will be painful to you, and thus you are still in an enslaved state. You are still too attached to matter, and you still don't recognize me and my love sufficiently. And you are even inclined to wanting to deny me altogether, because you look at all happenings from an earthly point of view and fail to consider to what extent the spiritual necessity exists so as not to let you perish. The danger of your spiritual downfall requires my intervention in a way that you doubt my love. But I only have your spiritual well-being at heart, and every happening is intended to bring you this spiritual happiness. Therefore you should confidently submit yourselves to my guidance and humbly and obediently accept your fate from my hand and it will be a blessing for you, and one day you'll thank me that I have thereby averted from you far greater suffering in the beyond. Amen.